important stuff.
Good morning, this is Molly and Lauren with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Parks and Wildlife Rangers are warning visitors to Gari to be vigilant after a dingo attack on a child last week. Rangers say a family was camping on the island's west when their 10-year-old boy was attacked and dragged underwater by a dingo last Friday. The boy's sister intervened and he was treated for puncture wounds on his shoulder. Rangers say the animal was not showing any wariness to people and its behaviour was highly habituated. Parks and Wildlife Regional Director Stephen Price says this presents further risks as dingoes can, quote, become more dominant and incidents may start to escalate, end quote.
Applications are now open for grants for up to $50,000 to help Queensland's community housing sector provide more social and affordable housing. The grants will cover the cost of specialist services to eligible community housing providers, which will aid them in delivering more housing solutions across the state. This program adds on to the record $5 billion for social and affordable housing, the largest concentrated investment in the state's history, which will help build them more than 13,000 homes.
In national news, a petition calling for mandatory training on drink spiking for all bar and security staff that gained more than 20,000 signatures will be debated in Parliament today. Launched by the not-for-profit sexual violence prevention group What Were You Wearing, the petition is calling for the responsible service of alcohol certificate to be amended to include a section on trauma-informed drink spiking and a section on sexual violence awareness. New South Wales Police Minister Yasmin Kately says drink spiking was a serious offence and any work to improve prevention was welcome.
The Greens will oppose the government's 2023 Northern Australia Infrastructure Facility Amendment Bill unless it stops funding coal and gas projects. This comes after Labor this week announced plans to increase the size of the facility by $2 billion. The Greens will move an amendment to the bill which will prevent the NAIF being used to finance the extraction of coal or natural gas, the construction of gas pipelines, or the logging of natural forests.
And in international news, as many as 46 women have died in a riot at a prison in Honduras. The riot broke out on Tuesday at the Women's Centre for Social Adaptation after a cell was set alight. Survivors of the deadly incident told local media that it was triggered by rivalries between two of Central America's most notorious criminal organisations, the 18th Street Gang and MS-13. Officials say the majority of victims were killed in the fire, but others were stabbed or shot. Investigation is underway to determine how automatic weapons and machetes used in the riot were smuggled into the facility.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
Talking Zeds on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.